Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Maybe today you woke up without energy. Perhaps your bed held you a few minutes longer than necessary. Maybe your mind started the day with a parade of excuses, complaints, and thoughts full of doubt. Not every day begins with enthusiasm, optimism, or a smile. Sometimes the day is born amid uncertainty, fear, or pain. Sometimes it starts with a mind in conflict and a body that barely responds. But even so, listen closely. You woke up and that's already a victory. You're still here, breathing, and that means you still have the chance to move forward, to turn this day into a masterpiece of strength and purpose. You can still decide. It doesn't matter how the morning began. What truly matters is what you're going to do from now on. This moment is the first step, the point where you choose whether to let everything drag you down or to take control. The world won't give you anything for free, but you didn't come here to receive gifts. You came to forge yourself, to create a mind as hard as steel, to become the person you're meant to be, not the one others want to shape. And even if everything around you seems to fall apart, you don't have to fall with it. Because within you, there's something that cannot be destroyed. Your will, your mind, your spirit. You didn't come into this life to be just another one. You came to build yourself, to master your days, not just to survive them. And that begins now. The moment is today. This is the day. Not tomorrow, not Monday, not when your problems disappear. It's here and now, the only moment you're guaranteed. Everything else is an illusion, an empty promise that doesn't yet exist. It doesn't matter if the past broke you into pieces, if you fell yesterday, if a week ago you were lost, or if you cried silently last night. It doesn't matter if you made mistakes or failed. It also doesn't matter if you felt weak, because all of that belongs to something that no longer exists, the past. The only thing that's real is the present, and now you're here, listening to this, alive, capable, and enduring. And that makes you invincible if you decide to believe it. You don't need things to go well to feel good. You don't need the world to smile at you to walk with your head held high. You just need one decision. Choose the right attitude. Lift your gaze. Take a deep breath. And face the day like a warrior standing before the storm, without fear, without complaints, with firmness. Every morning is a new battle, and you're not the spectator, nor the victim, nor the one who complains. You're the soldier who rises and keeps walking. You are the one who endures the cold, the wind, the pressure. Because what shapes you isn't comfort, it's effort. Not the easy moments, but persistence. Real growth comes from doing what others refuse to do. Today is one of those days when you return to yourself, when you remember who you are when no one is watching, and when you rebuild your mind piece by piece until it becomes a fortress. Because when your mind is strong, the body obeys. And when the body obeys, your life changes. Your destiny transforms. It doesn't matter how many times you've tried before. The only thing that truly matters is what you're deciding to do today. And today, you decided to listen to this. You decided to take control. You decided not to give up. That alone already separates you from 99% of the people who are still waiting to feel motivated before taking action. But you don't wait. You act. So get up. Straighten your back. Look ahead as if you already were the person you want to become. Walk with the strength of someone who has suffered but hasn't broken. With the faith of someone who doesn't need proof to believe in themselves. Because you are not the result of your circumstances, you are the result of your decisions. The strength you seek isn't out there. It's not in magic phrases or other people. It's within you. It has always been there. Only sometimes we forget how to connect with it. Today I want you to awaken that strength. I want you to remember that within you lives an immense power, much greater than what you've been led to believe. When you feel like everything stops, when the days repeat themselves one after another like colorless copies, that is the moment when you must grit your teeth and move. Because that's the test. That's the fire that forges those who refuse to bend. True progress, the kind that leaves a mark, it doesn't come from great triumphs, but is built through small, invisible acts you repeat every day. It happens when you get up without energy and still follow through. When your mind screams at you to stop and you choose to continue. When everyone else gives up and you keep going. Right there, that's where you're reborn. That's where the unbreakable will is born. You must understand something fundamental. Life owes you nothing. But you owe yourself everything. You owe yourself discipline. You owe yourself respect. You owe yourself consistency. You already know exactly what you must do. The answer is within you. You don't need motivation. You need commitment. And that commitment is born the day you stop negotiating with yourself. The day you decide that you will no longer accept excuses or inner concessions. Today is the moment to choose not to be a leaf the wind carries away, but the tree that stands firm in the storm. Willpower isn't inherited, it's cultivated, and you're cultivating it right now, here while listening to these words. And preparing to go out into the world without letting anyone or anything dictate how you'll live this day. Remember this. You are the one who shapes your destiny. Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, Epictetus. They were all human. Made of flesh, bone, and thought, just like you. They had no special gifts, nor were they born with an advantage. They simply understood an essential truth: the human being can endure everything. They learned to master themselves, and that's exactly what you can achieve too. You don't need to have everything under control. You just need to control your mind, your attitude, and your decisions. And that mastery begins this morning. Every time you decide to move forward, even when giving up seems easier, you are training your will. You're building an empire within yourself. You're not listening to this by coincidence. You're here because something inside you is awakening. Because you know you deserve more. Because you refuse to live without purpose. Because you decided not to stay down. Despite fear, exhaustion, and doubt, here you are. And you're not here to be perfect. You're here to resist, to continue, to move forward despite the pain. No one wins this war without wounds. Victory belongs to those who, even when they stumble, stand up again and again. Being strong doesn't mean having no scars, and it means continuing to fight even with open wounds. Because the world doesn't stop to ask if you're ready. It doesn't care if you slept well or if you're in the mood. The world doesn't grant truces, and it doesn't have to, because you don't need one. You have something many have forgotten: decision. You don't need all the answers. You just have to keep moving forward. As long as you walk, you are building. As long as you move, you are progressing. Each step breaks the chains of stagnation. Perfection is a trap that keeps thousands of people paralyzed and waiting for the ideal moment. But that perfect moment doesn't exist. You already know that. The best moment is the one you decide to make perfect. And that moment is now. Today, you don't need to be at 100.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
100%. You just need not to give up. You only need 1% more effort than yesterday and get up, even with doubts, even with pain. No one expects you to do everything perfectly. The only thing expected of you is not to betray yourself, not to abandon your process, and not to let your purpose die out of fear of failure. The difference between those who move forward and those who stay behind is not talent, luck, or intelligence. It's willpower. The ability to move without guarantees, the daily decision to persist, to stay firm even when the results aren't visible. That is true strength. That is the essence of a warrior. Don't listen to the voice that says you can't. That voice isn't you. It's fear disguised as logic, doubt whispering lies to drag you back into your comfort zone. But you no longer belong there. You are not one of those who retreat. You are one of those who resist. You are one of those who fall and rise again with greater determination. One of those who don't fade even when the wind blows strong. And listen carefully. You don't need to compare yourself to anyone. You don't have to move at someone else's pace. You just need not to stop. Step by step, day by day, discipline over emotion, action before excuse. Move forward, even slowly. But never stop. You can handle this. You can handle more than you imagine. You've already proven it before, even if you sometimes forget. Within you burns a fire that never goes out. And each day you choose to act, that fire grows, expands, molds you, strengthens you. And sooner or later, everything that now seems impossible will bow before you. Pain is not your enemy. Fatigue is not your limit. They are signals, signs that you're growing, that you're facing what others avoid, that you're breaking the mold that kept you the same as yesterday. Suffering doesn't come to destroy you. It comes to wake you up, to pull you out of numbness and to shape you the way fire molds metal. Those who avoid pain also avoid their evolution. But you are not here to run away. You are here to confront, to absorb the hit and return it transformed into energy. You must understand something essential. You cannot expect extraordinary results while living an ordinary life. You cannot expect to build an indestructible mind if you're not willing to go through hard moments. Because it's the gray days that forge titans. It's within discomfort that character is born. It's in adversity where you truly discover who you are. It's no coincidence that you're hearing this right now. Something inside you needs it. Maybe you've been fighting in silence for a long time, carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders with a tired heart and an exhausted mind. Maybe you don't even recognize yourself anymore. But this is the moment to look inward, to rescue yourself from that darkness and to shout from the depths of your soul, "I'm not done. I'm still standing." Listen carefully. When everything hurts, when nothing seems to make sense, and when your strength is running out, that's when real progress begins. That's where reconstruction starts. Because what breaks you today will support you tomorrow. What feels heavy today will become your shield. Everything makes sense when you decide to give it meaning. Don't run from pain, use it. Transform every wound into discipline, every tear into focus, every fall into fuel. Make every sleepless night, every frustration, every mistake, turn into gasoline that drives you forward. Pain doesn't weaken you, it reveals you, it purifies you. It reminds you of everything you're capable of enduring. When your body says enough, let your spirit speak. When everything around you tells you to stop, keep going. Because as long as you continue, you always win. The simple act of moving forward already puts you ahead. It makes you someone different, someone who doesn't break, who doesn't give up on their purpose, and who doesn't betray their own greatness. You're not here by accident. You're here because you are different, because your soul chose to fight, because there's something within you that refuses to surrender, that refuses to settle, that refuses to be ordinary. You are part of a mental elite. Those who feel fear yet still act, those who feel pain yet keep going, and those who know this path is hard, but also know they are harder. So if it hurts, keep going. If you feel like you can't anymore, take one more step, and then another, and another. Because that step you take, when everything in you screams to stop, that's the one that changes your life. The day ahead of you isn't just another Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. It's not just a date on the calendar, and it's an opportunity. It's a piece of the puzzle you're building, with your effort, your sweat, and your discipline. Don't underestimate this day. Just because there are no applause, no rewards, no recognition, because even the silent days count, those invisible bricks are the ones that eventually raise the wall that will protect you from everything that once tore you down. Today, you can make your body stronger. You can make your mind clearer. You can make your will more unshakable. Today, you can make a decision that changes everything. You can look in the mirror and tell yourself, "Today, I won't let my emotions take control. Today, I decide. Today, I lead. Today, I choose." You are not on this path seeking recognition. You are here seeking transformation. Because you don't want to stay who you were. You've already seen what you can become, and you won't stop until you achieve it. This day is not meant to be just another one that slips away. It's meant for building yourself, for facing yourself, for defeating yourself. while others waste time and you make use of it. While others make excuses and you look for reasons, and while others quit, you grow stronger. Because you know there's nothing more powerful than a trained mind. And that's exactly what you're doing right now. Training your mind, you're preparing yourself in silence and in solitude and in your own internal battle. And every time you hear this, you are reprogramming yourself, sharpening yourself, reminding yourself who you are. You are a force of nature, a builder of your destiny, a warrior of the mind. Don't let this day slip away as just another one. Make it count. Make it leave a mark. Make it build you. No matter what happens today, you're ready. Because you don't depend on luck, nor on the weather, nor on the world's mood. You depend on yourself. And you've already made the decision. The decision not to give up, not to live on autopilot, not to waste another day being less than what you could be. Every morning you choose this mindset, you're winning. Every time you hear this voice, you're not listening to me. You're listening to yourself. To that part of you that never forgets, that never silences, that never settles. You're building something greater than a strong body or a perfect routine. You are shaping an identity. You are giving form to a new you. One that doesn't break. One that doesn't hide. One that doesn't give up. Because you follow the path of those who chose to evolve, who chose to fight, who chose to become stronger. And if you feel you belong on this path, join, subscribe, and continue training your mind. Because together we will keep growing, advancing, and fighting until the end. See you in the next battle, soldier.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.